All right, we're here with David from Dublin. Well, you're not actually from Dublin, are you?
No, I'm from Waterford.
All right, well, we won't hold that against you. But what we're doing right now is we're walking towards a cemetery, is that right?
That's correct.
We're trying to look somber because we want to feel like we belong, but we're actually not going to visit anyone who's deceased.
Yeah, it's actually... So within Ireland, there's two sets of train networks. There's one which leads from Houston to Cork, Limerick, Waterford, and there's one which leads from Connolly Station to the north of Ireland. And traditionally, these have never been linked. So if you want to get a train from Cork to Belfast, it's not possible. You've got to get off one train in Dublin, get onto a second train in Dublin. But there is, in fact, one train link which links the two stations, Connolly Station, Houston Station. And part of that train link goes under Phoenix Park. Phoenix Park is the park which contains the President's House. So there's a 0.7 mile long tunnel which goes underneath the President's House, effectively. Train tunnel, which we're going to explore.
So what you're telling me is that we're going to go through a cemetery and then go into a train tunnel, which supposedly does not exist, that goes underneath the President's House.
Approximately, yeah.
And we're not going to get caught doing this.
Well, let's hope not.
What about the risk of trains going by while we're doing this?
No, it's a practically abandoned line. Now, we do
practically abandoned?
Yeah, I mean, there's no official timetable for it. You might get a train once every 2 days on it. It's usually just freight trains. If a freight train coming from Belfast needs to go to Ross.
A freight train can't hurt us then.
Not at all.
All right. Knows,
we're just about to cross a bridge, which we'll actually be walking under in a minute. There's two tracks.
You know, I should point out that I saw these two tracks before and a nice modern-looking train went by quite fast.
No, that was the track over there. So there's actually a branch.
Yeah, the two right, it looks just the same as these.
It does look the same. Right. Hang on, Charlie, which way?
Left.
Okay.
Can we look at some of the tombstones here?
Charlie, come here. A sec, Charlie. Who's buried in the graveyard over there? The bigger
I
one.
I understand Michael Collins is buried in one of the other graveyards.
The Michael Collins?
I believe so.
Wow. And for the sake of our listeners, Michael Collins was one of the forces behind independence?
Yes, that's right.
Did he kill himself or was he killed by the opposition?
I'm not certain. I think he might have been executed.
Ah.
But I'm not sure.
All right. Well, the name Michael Collins definitely does stir up a lot of
yes.
Emotion. Now, how old is this cemetery?
I couldn't tell you, I'm afraid.
Look at this. They put little glass bowls of things in front of, and flowers. Yeah. Very nice.
Let's shake them.
1972. Yeah, don't do that. That's probably sacrilege. What's the oldest grave here? Why is there a phone number on that grave? Oh, it's for the monument company. That's weird. I've never seen a phone number on a tombstone before. Except maybe in a Twilight Zone.
I don't know. I mean, this is a relatively recent graveyard.
It does look very...
Only the last 50 to 80 years, maybe.
Oh, it's very colorful. I've seen there's black tombstones and white and gray. Usually it's all one color.
Yeah. A monument up here.
What's this?
A monument in front of us that we're heading towards.
It's like a factory.
Well, there's a factory behind it.
Oh, okay.
I think for the factory. Now we're heading for that monument there, as you can see.
Oh my goodness, look at that. And who's buried there?
I actually don't know.
Oh. He's really, don't kick the grave. It's really very ornate that you have, the structures they have in front of the tombstones. See little statues and... These all seem to be from the 70s and beyond.
Is a train that isn't on the timetable.
A train that's not on the timetable, and that's on the tracks that we're going to be on.
Well, I don't know, because the tracks diverge here. So this is a Y, so there's a track there and a track there.
That sounds like a serious train.
If it goes that way, it's the one going to Belfast. If it goes this way, it's the one going down our line.
Okay.
It's going to Belfast.
And that's a different country.
That's Northern Ireland.
That's going to Northern Ireland, the UK.
Wait.
What kind of border controls are there in place at...
In fact, there's an agreement, the Schengen Agreement, that allows free movement of people within the EU. And Ireland and the UK specifically didn't sign up to it because it would mean that there were harsher restrictions between Ireland and the UK. Between Ireland and the UK, you don't need a passport to travel. You can travel with a student ID, for example. I hopped on an Aer Lingus flight to London last weekend and... The friend I was with had only a college ID with him, which had no date of birth, just had his name and course, and he was accepted on the flight. So within Ireland and the UK, there is practically no border control.
Okay. I'll find that out when I head over to Wales.
Yeah. Are you going by flight or by ferry?
By ferry.
By ferry, yeah.
You have to figure that out, too.
You'll see nothing. You won't be asked for any ID.
That's good. I like it that way. We know their dream. They dreamed and are dead. That doesn't sound very nice. Because they had dreams, they died. Ireland's forgotten patriots.
All right, does anyone need a torch? I have one spare.
When you say, do we need a torch, you don't mean a flame, you mean a flashlight. What? Can you explain exactly how we're going to be doing this? Are we going to be scaling fences, running from law enforcement?
Well, hopefully there'll be no law enforcement. We're just after having a GAA match, so there's...
A what match?
GAA, the Gaelic Athletic Association.
I see.
So there's just been a match between Dublin and Kerry, possibly.
Are the yobs in the street?
Yeah. Sure, that's why all the yobs in their jerseys are in the street. So hopefully all law enforcement will be diverted and taken up with the attention of people vomiting into dustbins and the like, trash cans.
Do you suppose some of those people might feel like going into the train tunnel?
Unlikely, because it's massively so difficult unlikely. To get in. I scouted this stuff out yesterday. This is the only good spot I could find to get in, and it involves a 2-mile walk to the entrance. So it's
key to the safe, by the way, is in the second car under the passenger doormat, and you have to pull hard on it. And please erase this if we air this later. Thank you. Oh, should I give the root password here? No, we'll do that. Actually, the root password is written down on a piece of paper within the safe, so you'll be able to get it that way. So, Voltaire, we're trespassing on a cemetery. Well, not really, but we're about to go through a fence into some forbidden train tracks. What do you think about that?
I'm pretty excited.
In a foreign country.
Yes, that's the great part, right?
Yeah. The plants are spiky already. That's our first hurdle. So we're climbing a fence here, which is right on a hill, or actually sort of a steep drop, so it's a little tricky. I'm going to hand my recorder to somebody else.
No, 2 feet, simple step. All right, let's go.
Here you go.
That looked a lot scarier.
All right, we're done. That was a fun way to spend the afternoon. Now we get to go down another really steep hill. I'll tell you, you Irish people, the things you do for fun. I hope we don't have to climb up that thing later. That would suck pretty good.
Don't hear any more behind us.
All ears out to helicopters.
Helicopters?
Yeah. But there would be a helicopter out during the match. So if you hear one.
Yeah.
All ears.
Wait, what do I do?
Just alert.
Oh, okay. Well, if I hear one, you're going to hear one. What do we do if we... How do we hide from a helicopter?
Undergrowth. There's loads of undergrowth.
Okay.
All right, should we go?
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. This is really exciting. I'm walking along the side of a train track now. Just trying to catch up here. It's really hard to walk on this gravel, train track gravel. The dogs are onto us.
Yeah, the first bridge coming up for pedestrians.
We're going under it or over it?
Under.
Oh, okay. I thought we were going over a bridge, and if a train came, we'd be dead.
Not quite.
I'm not unclear. Are we likely to see trains on this track?
No.
trees is pretty much disused. They use it for moving rolling stock between one side of the country and the other.
So then why don't we walk down the rails, where it's easier to walk than down the gravel?
Yeah,
seems like a good idea.
Let's go that way.
Maybe half on one track, half on the other. That way we only lose half the party if there is a train. You ever walked down a train track before?
No.
Wow, this is the first for you.
I think it is. Or at least not one that aren't used.
Well, supposedly, you hear what sounds like might be a train, but it's actually a car. Hopefully not a car on the tracks. When you say potential exit, we'd be exiting under...
I mean, that if perchance we see a helicopter, we need to get off the tracks as soon as possible, so we're going to need to know as many exits off this train line as possible.
What can a helicopter do to us?
Spot us.
Okay.
Bear in mind that before we go under the bridge, police headquarters for the country is on top of that bridge.
I see. Okay.
I think this should be our exit point. This is actually easier.
What rules do you know about as far as doing what we're doing? Is this considered terrorism?
I don't think so, but I think there's like up to 1,500 euros worth of a fine.
Did you say 1,500 euros and...
1,500 euros.
1,500 euros, okay. So they're facing a lengthy prison time. 1,500 euros. They take credit cards. So how much further on these tracks do we go?
A mile and a half.
Maybe it's almost 2 miles before we get to the tunnel.
Now, once we get into the tunnel, what then?
I'm not entirely sure. This is mostly Charlie's plan, but the tunnel's about 0.7 of a mile long.
We don't have any helicopter story about in there.
No, but we are directly below Garda Barracks.
That's true, but they can't see through the ground.
No.
They can't see through cameras, though, if they have them installed, do they?
Let's find out.
All right. Well, as long as we're speaking about the police, what does that word mean?
Police?
Well, no, it's not. They don't call themselves police.
No, they call themselves Gardaí.
Gardaí. So what is that?
G-A-R-D-A-I, father. It's the Irish for guard.
Okay.
So the person who guards. So they are guarding our peace and protecting us from themselves.
Well, okay, well, we'll insist that they do that if they do catch up to us.
Yeah, no, it's... the police aren't too overly intrusive here. I mean, it's pretty much... There's three cases of laws. There's, you know, hashia, you're grand. You're taking the piss and stop, right? So there's three categories, you know.
Which category are we in right now?
You're taking the piss, right? Now, if we were doing damage, it would be stop. But no, at the moment we're just, you know, we're obviously trespassing.
We'll make a documentary, though. We're trying to help.
Yeah.
We'll make a documentary about the problems of trespassing and the vigilance of the police and how fast they respond. I'll be happy to say that they've done a fine job here and they will be portrayed very positively in our documentary. We thank them and then we go on our way before they realize what's happened.
Yes. We're coming from, Fox News?
If necessary.
Yeah.
I see a yellow signal ahead, so that means a train could come here, but it would have to observe caution, at least in the United States.
I'm not entirely sure. I don't know.
Well, if any of our listeners can tell us what CW25 repeater means in Ireland on a train track, write to otw@2600.com. So now we're walking in sort of a little mini tunnel here. It's actually a bridge. Now, if a train were to come now, I imagine we could scoot up against the wall. We'd probably just run screaming out, pushing each other out of the way. Ow! I just stepped sideways on a rock.
Bear in mind, this track itself has a huge amount of political bearing that, for all the people who say it's not possible, it's not feasible to take a train from the north of Ireland to the south of Ireland. It is, in fact, feasible. This train line proves that it is.
Well, can't you take a train from Dublin to North Ireland?
You can, right, but you got to go at a different station. I mean, there's two central railway stations in Dublin, not just one. There's one which deals with the Republic and one which deals with Northern Ireland.
So until this moment, what was the sneakiest thing you've ever done? Or do you now want to tell us?
Myself and Charlie... when we were in Frankfurt about 4 months ago, managed to gain access to an under-construction skyscraper and climbed onto the roof of it. So that was about like 45, 50-odd stories tall. We documented that all the way up, and there's photos up in Flickr.
Wow.
But that was a lot of fun. We were visiting a friend of ours who I'm sure wouldn't like to be named, basically went out, myself and Charlie went out at night and said, well, what can we do? We walked past this building site and noticed that there was quite a low wall, maybe a foot high, in order to get into this building site. All of the construction workers and security guards were sleeping in dorms right beside the entrance to the site. We spent maybe an hour wandering around the basements on the first floor. Most of the doors were locked, but one was left unlocked to the actual main central staircase. So just climbed to the very, very roof of it. There was one very, very nice office building near the top. It was maybe the 40th, 41st floor. It was over two floors, and there was a kind of a mezzanine.
Someone left a shoe here. It's always a story when there's a single shoe left on a train track.
Yeah, it's a female
shoe. Well, why would that make a difference? A female shoe on a train track?
Because some bird was drinking.
I say, bird, of course, here works for a woman.
Yeah, well, common lexicon. You've got to expand your lexicon.
No, I'm just explaining it for the listeners back home who may not know this. Okay, so continue with your story of trespass in Frankfurt.
There's two basic skyscrapers. One was, I don't know if you can call them skyscrapers by New York standards, but tall buildings. One was maybe 20-odd stories tall.
Uh-oh. A lot of train dogs here.
So anyway, after the brief...
Look, these ties are dated, March 99. Yep. How about that? You wouldn't think that they put a date on a railroad tie, it's concrete, but they do.
Yeah, well, there's one casting, because you'll notice that on the other side, the bit that's actually buried here, it's got the logo for the country rail system. It's the CIE logo there.
I see.
So these were obviously cast just for this.
I can see the dog. The dog can see me. Well, this is how it begins. Now, if a human were to come up there, then they'd see us too. Then we'd have to deal with them. Okay. We're being motioned to go to the other side of the track. There might be danger ahead. Try to look like a train. If we see a train, don't scream, because that will attract attention.
Yes. See a train hop track.
Yeah, so just get hit quietly.
So anyway, to finish off in Frankfurt's story, there's two buildings, one of which is about half the height of the other. On the way back down, we're on the roof of the second building, and we noticed that there's a security guard doing the rounds down below, coming into our building. So that was intense and scary. We took different approaches to try and get scout out points, and noticed two taxis waiting outside, you know. That light has also gone red.
It was red. I just saw it for the first time. That's good for us, because it means no train can pass.
Yeah, but the one this way,
yeah,
it was orange back there. Unless that means that it can get as far as here on the track.
They've been orange on this side.
Yeah, now it's red this side.
Yeah, so that's good, because that means a train can't possibly go beyond.
Yeah, but it could mean that there's one coming behind us.
Why would it be red then? It would be green.
True. True. But there could be one coming that has to stop there.
There could be a comet coming, true. Yeah. There's no point living like this. We can't live in fear.
This is true.
So this is actually the first of two bridges. There's one bridge there and another bridge up ahead. Mm-hmm. And I also see apartment buildings like right next to the track, so anybody could see us at any time.
Yeah.
Some kind of really disgusting excrement. What kind of excrement was that we just stepped over?
I don't know.
And what kind of birds are these? Pigeons?
Well, it could be bats.
Bats. Hey, we're up to February 2000 now.
Yeah.
That pigeon just made eye contact with me.
Which did the bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
They made us. Are we going to walk all the way back to exit? Or can't we exit up?
Unless we find a better exit.
Well, why can't we just exit anywhere and hail a bus or something?
Well, good luck getting over the fences.
There's fences everywhere. Okay. Oh, look at that. Wow. So we're sort of blocked in. Like that. I didn't see any signs saying we couldn't do what we did. Did you see a sign saying we couldn't climb that fence and go down the hill and walk on the tracks?
No, but a fence is a pretty good indicator.
Yeah, but, I mean, we treated the people who climbed the wall in Berlin as heroes, correct? So are you trying to tell me that, how is it different?
It's not like we have left a repressive government regime and we are now in a freer country. because we're on a train track.
Well, we could debate this for a long time.
I think you found your match in terms of debate.
Basic point is...
That was a bus.
That was a bus, yeah, but I heard a vehicle. I just don't want to get run over by a bus either.
A bus on a train track, yeah.
I don't know how I got on the train track, but yeah. Thing is, you know, ignorance always seems to work as far as getting out of a situation, and we can be pretty ignorant here, I think.
Yeah, yeah. I think we can play the ignorant card for a certain amount. I mean, we're not... I think based on US laws, you've got what... minor infractions, minor disabilities, major, and then felonies. You have three cases of penalties in the US.
Yeah, we have lots of penalties.
Yeah, and I think that the fact that, you know, we don't have any spray paints on us, we have no lockpicks on us, we've got no, most of us have no ID on us.
You didn't tell me not to bring that stuff.
You've got lockpicks.
And spray paint, and also the machete, and the revolver.
Right.
I figured we might need that in case we had to run.
So I'm not going to be running in the same direction you are. You're on your own, buddy.
We just have to outrun each other. That's all we have to worry about.
Yeah.
I can outrun Voltaire, I think. And if I smack somebody in the knees, I can outrun them, too.
Yeah, but then you don't know where to get off.
Note to self, pick up pipe.
Or large rock.
Yes.
Largely, I mean, we're not here to cause damage, we're not here to cause harm, we're here to explore.
That's right.
And I think that will go an awful long way in our defence.
This is a fact-finding mission. This is a way for us.
Well, it's exploratory.
I hear sirens, and I hear seagulls. I don't know what scares me more. But yes, it's a lot of... Why didn't we do this in the middle of the night when nobody could see us?
Because the cemetery would have been closed. And also, there's a bigger chance of tripping and actually seriously snotting yourself.
It might be night when we get out of here, though.
Well, I doubt it. I mean...
And what about the tunnel? Is the tunnel going to be dark?
It's 0.7 of a mile long, so... It's, I can imagine so. If it's in any way curved, it will be. If it's straight, it won't.
So now, do you think the purpose of these tracks is to one day unify Ireland?
I think it's unlikely. I think there's too much politically that would have to happen for that to work. I mean, maybe if we were one country again, right? But unfortunately... Most of our civil service jobs are a huge, horrific mess, and we just can't get our act together in terms of, unified rail like they would have in the Netherlands and Germany, where you can, you know, go into one station and buy a ticket that will do you in another country. I just don't think we have those correct systems in place. And if we do, we can put them in one station, which is Connolly Station. If they were to reunite them, it means that every station in the country would have to allow you to purchase a ticket to Northern Ireland, which would require all kinds of upgrades and upheavals, which I think there's too much in it to... No, it's not undoable, but the gears of civil service in Ireland grind slowly.
It doesn't sound like that much of a challenge to add a few stations for Northern Ireland to the train network.
Yeah, I think very, very little money has been put into the rail service.
Well, somebody... I mean, these ties are dated March 2000 now, and somebody put them down for a reason.
Sure, and that was most likely to transfer cargo, transfer freight. It's one thing when you deal with, you know, individual shipments of freight. It's another thing completely when you're dealing with public transport.
Now we're right in view of people's houses, bay windows and everything looking straight out at us.
Yeah.
So I don't know...
One thing you notice is almost, well, at least one satellite dish per house.
That's true. And I imagine they also have a phone connection directly to the police, which they might be utilising right now.
And there's about an average of 4 mobile phones per house. So, plenty of information exchange.
Yeah, I just hope none of it's about us. What if it starts to rain? I just noticed the very cloudy out there.
Well, we were looking at the weather forecast earlier. It's quite a nice satellite image taken every 15 minutes over the country. And we noticed that it will probably start to rain by about 5:30. Now, there's...
And you're just telling us this now?
Yeah.
What time is it now? How close is it?
We're late. I don't have a phone on me, so I don't know.
Huh.
Yeah,
let us know when the rain is about to hit us.
Yeah, it's a...
So torrential downpour in the tunnel. Do we leave the tunnel?
So the way that the rain cloud looked was that there was a big mass body there where it starts the rain. So there was a big mass body of rain, and there was kind of a fringe at the side which was heading for us. So we'll probably get maybe 10 minutes of fringe rain, then we'll be safe for an hour, and then we'll get a downpour. That's what it looks like in any case on the weather forecast.
I see. Well, that'll add to the stress level, no doubt.
Stress? You Americans and your stress.
Yeah, it gets us through the day.
About 5 o'clock.
About 5 o'clock, so at 5 after, that's when the fringe rain, is, as you say, is going to hit us.
Charlie, do you remember that Metairn forecast?
Yeah.
It's good to hit us.
I think so.
Oh, wow, like clockwork, raindrops, amazing. But we know what the Irish are good for, forecasting weather.
Forecasting weather, just
to the minute.
Weather.
Well, it's good for having weather, not
it's
necessarily forecasting.
I was looking at the weather forecast, and there were so many different ways of saying rain in Ireland. There's rain, showers, drizzle, dreary, overcast, cloudy. Why is there a motorcycle helmet here?
With no heads inside.
Well, we didn't look that carefully, and I don't intend to. There's another motorcycle helmet. There's two motorcycle helmets. Why would there be two motorcycle helmets down here, and a soccer ball? There's some kind of horrific accident must have taken place, and a traffic cone.
And well, now, in fairness,
another soccer ball.
You went to university, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you have a rag week?
A what?
Rag, R-A-G, raising and giving.
Raising and giving?
It might be an Irish thing. So the idea is that...
Well, giving certainly isn't an American thing.
Right. The idea is that you have a week...
Taking, we have rat.
you have a week in college.
Look, this tie says IRA. I'm going to take a picture of that because that means something.
That one says Jew. University students will take typically a week off lectures. Now, lectures will still be scheduled, but things like tutorials and labs will be cancelled. Students will get to some lectures, but not all. And the basic idea is that you drink all day solidly for a week, and any spare change in the pub gets given to charity. So people walk around the campus pubs with collection buckets, and typically every year, each university will raise maybe €9,000 or €10,000 or more, up to 20 maybe some years, for charity. So it'll go towards cancer research, heart foundation, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I think that might be an Irish thing, because on my plane, which was Aer Lingus, they actually were asking for charity, and they went up and down the aisle with a bag.
Yeah,
I've never seen that on an airplane before.
No, it's, I mean, yeah, when we have money, we can be generous with it. Can be being the optimum adverb. Yeah, we're not always generous when we have money, and as you can see from...
Well, that's what the pubs are for, to get you nice and drunk, then you get more generous.
Sure, sure. But it's on a smaller scale. I mean, if you spend a fiver on a pint, and a pint costs you 4.60, you give 40p into a charity bucket. Overall, you're giving, you know, a reasonably small amount of your earnings, considering you're spending ludicrous amounts on...
Well, that's why the pint should cost 6, and then you give 4 with a 10.
Right, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Do you tip your bartenders, by the way?
No, never.
You don't? Okay.
No, it's insulting in most cases.
It's insulting to the bartender. Wow. Okay, this is important to know.
In a restaurant, yes. You sometimes would in a restaurant, not always. But it's in a bar, no. It's just not done. I mean, if you tipped a bartender, they'd possibly just leave it on the bar. I know very few bars where they'd actually take it.
And would they jump over the bar and grab you by the collar and throw you up against the wall and demand to know what you mean?
No.
It's not that insulting, okay.
They'd say, oh, he's a Yank, he's tipping.
Well, that's pretty insulting to say that.
Being a Yank, sure. No, it's just not done. I suppose things cost enough. People, like minimum wage here in this country is one of the highest in Europe and probably one of the highest in the world.
How high?
About €9 an hour for minimum wage.
Well, that's something like $13 an hour?
Yeah, that's minimum wage. So every person who works is entitled to that, minimum. So every bartender will get that, minimum. And there's no such thing as, you know, bartenders get tips, therefore they don't get minimum wage. Everyone in the country is entitled to minimum wage.
Well, bartenders back home, I think, get a lot more than minimum wage. I'm pretty sure they do well, but we still tip them.
No, last I heard, at least the friends of mine who did J1s last summer, they were working as bartenders and they were getting like $3-4 an hour plus tips. Now, they brought it up to $10-12 an hour overall, but they without tips would have been pretty badly off.
Really? I had no idea.
And it could have been the bars they were working in, but there was two or three people, one in Boston, one in Philadelphia, who didn't do terribly well out of where they were working. But no, the Irish going over to do J1s is a relatively common thing, but that's how we met last summer over at Hope.
Yes.
Yeah. But no, minimum wage here is probably going to be dipping in the next few years. Or, sorry, in the next few months.
It goes down?
Yeah, it can go down. It's unfortunate when it happens, but...
You see, in the States at least, it never goes down. But right, it doesn't really go up either, but...
No, we've had a few hikes. I mean, like, when I started working at the age of 16, minimum wage was about €5, €5.50. And now, about 6-7 years later, it's up at... nearly twice that. So it's gone up quite a bit, but there's been dips as well. Over time. I mean, you know, you can't have constant inflation forever, or else you end up like, was it Zimbabwe?
Yeah, several hundred thousand percent.
Yeah, exactly.
I always wonder how that works, you know? How something like goes up so incredibly just in the course of a week. How do you even manage to get...
Well, what happens is that money becomes less valuable. People, the government start printing banknotes, so they just start printing notes. Mm-hmm. People who don't deserve to have wealth, and so the value of a good goes down because the people who have the wealth didn't earn the wealth, and they have cash when they don't effectively deserve. So take a small community, right? You take four people in the community, okay? You've got one guy who's the banker, you've got one guy who's a merchant, a fisherman, and a street cleaner, let's say, okay? And the merchant, it charges $1 per apple, right? That's like on a really micro economic scale, as I understand it.
One Zimbabwe dollar.
One Zimbabwe dollar, sure, right? And the government suddenly says, okay, let's pay this fisherman five times more for the fish that he earns, because he's, you know, entitled to more for his produce, right? He's entitled to a grant, he's entitled to whatever. And the bin man says, okay, so this guy's slightly up the social ladder than me. He should be earning maybe $2 a day, and I'm earning $1 a day, but he shouldn't be earning $7, right? So suddenly the price of an apple goes up proportionally, and the price of an apple becomes $4, because previously where it was worth half his salary, suddenly when his salary unnecessarily jumps, it's again worth half his salary. So it's proportional to the money people have and the value people are worth. Unfortunately, your fantastic government have been wonderful for printing cash when they don't have it, and this is one of the reasons Ron Paul wants to go back to the gold standard, that he, as I understand it, wanted to bring monetary value back to something that was actually based on a real worth, that a government can't just print off notes, a government have to actually have a certain amount of wealth in the form of gold, for example. Mm-hmm. So you can't just create extra gold. There's a finite amount of gold, and it's got to be traded around, and the value has to be proportionally shared. So if you do something,
it's just here. We're about to enter the tunnel.
About to enter the tunnel. Okay. Have to continue this talk about economics later, but we're about to enter the tunnel. As a hosta, we're trying not to be seen. I take it. Don't what?
Don't slow down.
Don't slow down, right. Just walking as if...
Just be quiet.
Yeah, it's quiet. No talking. Shh. Wow, it's dark in there. Okay, it's very dark in here.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be.
I'll just stay with somebody who does have a torch.
Well, I have to. So.
Okay, I'll hold one in case I get separated. I'll leave it off till I need it. I'll use it as a weapon until then.
Okay, so we do have lights in here?
Well, they're not on. They're not on. But, this is incredibly dark. Where does this go?
0.7 of a mile.
0.7 of a mile?
Yeah.
And then what happens?
Then we have a bridge over the River Liffey, and then we're in a train yard.
Oh, why don't we exit the train yard?
Sorry?
Why don't we exit at the train yard?
Because there are a lot of active lines there, like every few minutes.
Ah. There's slime on the ground. You really do need a flashlight because it's pitch dark. Oh boy. So we won't be able to see anything ahead of us or behind us. Or below us. I think I will use this flashlight. Here's a door. Where's that door go? You can hear the water running. Well, this is definitely not the tourist view of Ireland. So right now, we're under the police station. We're under the police or something?
We'll probably be under at this stage. We're probably in Phoenix Park now.
And under the president's house. If this were a James Bond movie, this is where all the action would take place.
Sure. So without the lighting.
Well, I appreciate the fact that it's cool in here and not raining. What numbers are you counting down? Oh, 95, 94. Wow.
They're not meters. Guys, can you
check? What does that say? It says the king? There's lots of interesting graffiti. This reminds me of the missile silo in a way, except I was supposed to be there. But there's graffiti here and all kinds of weirdness. Boy, I get into some very strange places for this show, don't I? Underneath, inside an abandoned railway tunnel in the middle of Dublin. Underneath the president's house, apparently, and the police station, and train tracks that could one day be used to unify Northern Ireland and the Republic. And if this were a movie, walking straight into the darkness would be something you definitely wouldn't do, but that's what we're doing. Right now I'm on one side of the two tracks, and everybody else is on another. Surprisingly calm. I guess we have, what, 5 people? Up to number 77. So what do you think happens when it hits zero?
Exit to the tunnel?
Exit to the tunnel.
No, that's in, like, oh. The tunnel numbers count from 1 up to whatever, so I presume we're almost halfway through now.
All right.
But that does mean that shortly there'll be no natural light. There's still natural light behind us, but...
Actually, there's almost no natural light at all now because we've rounded a curve. Oops, sorry. Rounded a curve and I get to see a little bit of light on the tracks. But yeah, you're right. It'll be pitch black dark soon. We should have brought night vision. That would have been handy.
Yeah.
Some more slime here.
Well, it's like stalagmites, stalactites. It's just... You will note that...
Amazing.
The slime is older than the metal that's poured on top.
The slime has been coming down here for centuries, I bet. It's really like being in a cave. I mean, we are in a cave.
You're in a cave.
Just a cave with two tracks going through it. I see something. There is something. Yes. Okay, so almost as soon as the light that disappeared behind us, light has appeared in front of us. Around the corner, we can just see a hint of light. Things ever hit the fan, I know where I'm hiding. This is a perfect place to just escape to. That's definitely natural light. It's definitely refreshing to see actual signs of life again. Daylight. There's people standing there with guns. Oh. I'm solidly in last place. I'm trying to see as much as I can. Light up ahead, which is definitely comforting. The numbers are down to 33 now. 32. About 12 feet between each one of these numbers, so maybe we can figure out what kind of measurement that is. Now, the question I have is whether it's safe to continue past where this tunnel ends. I'm turning my flashlight off because I don't think I need it anymore. Okay, I see a train's ahead moving. There's a train crossing up ahead behind a fence. So I see the top of a train. So we're definitely moving into the area where trains actually do stuff. Oh boy, there's birds in here. We've reached the end. Let's see what the number says. The number says 2. 1. Alright. Back into the darkness where we belong. And back into the tunnel we go. So, Walter, you've never broken a law before. Now, here you are inside a tunnel underneath Dublin. How do you feel having done this? Is it what you expected?
The apple juice or the...
Not the apple juice, the tunnel.
Yes, the tunnel is very exciting. I always wanted to go, like exploring below Hotel Penn and stuff like that, so...
It's urban exploring is what we're doing right here.
I've always been into that, so...
Urban exploring doesn't always mean that you have to break the law of trespass, but technically that happens a lot of times. So what we're doing, you know, we're just walking down. I mean, admittedly, it could be dangerous if we weren't careful. I think we are.
I don't think it's any worse than jaywalking. You're just walking and...
It's a little worse than jaywalking because jaywalking takes about a second, and it's taking hours. And yeah, you're not going to run headlong into a locomotive when you jaywalk and or electrocute yourself or, you know, slip on the slime. Well, I mean, the important thing is we're just out exploring, looking at something that's interesting and different, and certainly gives us a view of Dublin that very few other people get. Yes. And now that we're bringing it to the radio, more people can appreciate this. So now, this series of tracks here, right there will be the junction point where one network links to another.
It depends on which way around. I mean, this is the link. This track is the link. So the link is almost 2 miles long, or maybe over. That is the point where the link will join the Republic of Ireland rail network, and the point where we approached it was where the link joins the Ireland to Northern Ireland rail network. Both owned by the same company, by the way.
I assume it's the same gauge.
Yeah, oh, obviously.
I wonder if there's a similar tunnel between North Korea and South Korean borders.
There is a train track that links North and South Korea, but it's usually closed. But they can link them.
If I had like a week to live, I'd probably go urban exploring below there.
Well, yeah, you'd have about a minute to live if you tried that, because they're very strict as far as keeping their doors locked and things.
I'd like to get the week over with.
Well, that's one way to do it. Okay, red signal ahead. We have to stop. It's interesting. We're going back into the tunnel, but I don't feel the trepidation I felt going in. It's like we know this place now. This is our home. It would be a cool hacker space. Oh, my God, this is great.
We wouldn't need air conditioning.
No, it's naturally cool. It's like the silo. Okay, we see the light ahead. Drawing ever closer to the entrance. Back to civilization. We're still trespassing, though. We still have to walk under the mile before we can cross the fence.
I just realized my mom listened to this show. So, hi, Mom.
Yes, this is all done on the sound studio of Paramount Productions. It's amazing how you might actually believe that we were in a train tunnel, trespassing, breaking the law, things like that. But it's the magic of radio. You can make all kinds of fun things happen. Oh, look, there's a dinosaur. Wow, how about that?
Rawr.
No, I imagined it.
Just get ran down?
I got dripped upon, yes. I don't want to sound like the voice of doom or anything like that, but that sounds like rain to me up ahead. Sounds like steady rain.
Better rain than a train.
Oh, that's nice. You just think that one up now? I've been waiting to use it all day.
Yeah, that's what you got.
So this begs the question of, do we stay in the tunnel or do we go out and get wet? It will get very wet if we go out there because we have a mile to walk. Well, at least now we have an explanation as to why we're in the tunnel, because we're avoiding the rain. Doesn't answer the question as to why we're on the tracks, but one thing at a time. That's a fun place to put the warning sign. You have to, like, kill yourself to get to it. No person is allowed to walk through the tunnel except a servant of the company whose duty at the time requires, this shouldn't be an apostrophe S at the end of requires, I'm just saying, requires that sad person, someone took the eye, someone stole the eye, said person should do so. Persons walking through the tunnel must carry a light. Serious notice will be taken of any breach of these regulations. Signed.
Not, there will be prosecution.
Yeah, just
not,
notice.
Not trespassers will be prosecuted, but serious notice will be taken.
So they've taken serious notice, but they're not going to do anything. And that's signed by who is that signed
Irnod,
by?
Irnod Éireann.
What does that mean?
Irish Rail.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel better having seen that now. It doesn't seem too serious. Serious notice. And sad persons. All right. We'll try to get down from these slippery rocks now. Whoa. What was that?
That's sound like amped back there.
That's the noise that tracks make when a train is coming. Well, what else could it have been? It was that or a phaser. All right, approaching another bridge that we're going to step under, see if there's a way out from here. Rain's really coming down fairly hard now. That looks quite doable, actually. Looks like a stone wall, but it might go into somebody's house. Yeah. Let me look at this end. Yeah. I think that might be possible. Whoa! Okay, that's too slippery. I thought that was climbable, but I learned that it was not. Well, I thought I saw some ground that I tried to climb up it, and I slipped immediately. So, yeah, that's not doable. Is this another exit we have planned here?
Don't know. We'll find out.
Because that looked pretty doable.
I mean, the kids who come down here drinking have got to get in there somewhere.
It's true. It looks like a plan of some sort. Train coming. Weren't expecting that. Well, what's he going to do? Chase us? He's driving a train.
He's just going to go right past.
I'd rather see the train go past. Of course, he could be going 1 mile an hour.
Maybe. Should we look or not?
Nah. Well, David's halfway up the hill, man. Well, we know what motivates you. I'm like impaled in a rose bush.
Yeah.
A single diesel.
Anybody looking at?
No, that's I mean, I looked at the carriage and he was just looking dead ahead when he got by.
Glad that didn't happen in the tunnel.
Yeah. So, what we think at the moment is that he pretty much definitely saw us, so he's almost certainly called it in for safety reasons, so we should probably just take the 10-15 minute walk up to the cemetery and get out there where we know we can.
Why not get out there? At the road.
Oh, you think we can actually do that?
We can do it, but we'll be seen. Hmm. Like, we'll be seen by a passing cab.
Okay.
Well, we could hail it then.
Yeah.
So then we need a story, and we must stick to it in case we do get apprehended.
It's raining.
It's raining, so we're on the train tracks. That's a believable story. Okay, this might be the exit. Guy just totally saw us walking over.
Oh, yeah?
A pedestrian bridge, yeah.
This should be pretty easy.
Is that the guard?
I don't know. I think
or
it might be.
Dead at us.
Do we want to go out now and say, hey, wait for us?
Yeah, I think that might be good.
Because otherwise we have to turn over gates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we do that right now? Because he already saw us.
Oh, yeah?
He'd be first.
All right. Someone in that car as well.
Oh, right.
All right, I'm going to try next. The siren should be for us.
It hasn't locked the gates, so we should be all right.
How did you come down? What was your preferred method?
I hopped, stood up here, and sat here, and feet down.
Just jump down, eh?
Yep, that's it. Ground's a little uneven, so you don't want to scoot this way. Okay, there you go.
Well, we're free, sort of. Jumped into a cemetery. Of course, we still have one more fence, but I think that fence is open. I hope that fence is open. This is the way out, right?
Sure, good.
Well, it looks like we've succeeded in breaking out and breaking in. This is the last barrier, but it might be open. Brilliant. I am out in the free world. Hallelujah.
Met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town. Clouds are drifting across the moon. Cats are prowling on their beat. Springs a girl from the streets at night. Dirty old town, dirty old town. On the smoky wind. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I'm gonna make me a picture box, shining steel, tempered in the fire. I'll chop you down like an old Dutch train. Dirty old town, dirty old town. I met my love by the gasworks wall. Dreamed a dream by the old canal. I kissed my girl by the factory wall. Dirty old town, dirty old town, dirty old town.